Well, Sean, well done. A win, a deserved win, and a 90-minute performance.
Yeah, I thought it was. It was a comprehensive 1-0. You know, it was a still certain elements of the game was touchy and edgy, but that's obvious. You know, where we've been in the past and where we're trying to get to in the future. But it was a comprehensive win, and I'm really proud. Really proud of the boys. The way that they've handled the last few weeks has been testament to them as individuals. And it takes us into a part of the league now where we want to kick on.
You suggested on Saturday that it might kick-start the season, if you like, or they could draw on the experience of Saturday, having that monkey off the back. And it certainly looked like that was the case. They were drawing confidence from that.
I thought the second-half performance on Saturday gave us a lot of belief going into tonight's performance. You know, we speak about it internally of managing certain types of games and situations, and you know, it's I thought the 50 minutes performance in the second half gave us that confidence to go into tonight's game on the front foot, and I felt that we took the game to the opposition, and Darren's had a fantastic last two games as well, so we knew that we was up against a strong opponent who wanted to come here and win. You know, they didn't necessarily park the bus, but they made it very difficult for us throughout the 90 minutes, and we found a way. And the way was from a set play, and you know, we got ourselves ahead, and we wanted to obviously score that second, but we'll take the win. The win's very important for us at this moment in time.
And it was a match of patience and persistence as well, because on top at half time, without getting that goal, heads could have dropped, but there was never any sign of that at all. It was kicking on from that, drawing perhaps on that second half Saturday.
I think you're right, you know. It would be lovely, obviously, to go in at half-time full of confidence and two or three goals to the good. Probably only happens twice in a season. So we know that after Saturday's game at the weekend, we knew that it was going to be a very, very close encounter tonight. But I thought that everybody stuck together. The whole football club tonight, I felt, was absolutely right behind each other. You know, we could sense at certain moments in the game the fans getting right behind us and willing us to either get that second goal or, you know, continue in the same vein and try and grab hold of the win. So it was a, it was an accumulative effort tonight.
And you needed to make that change as well in the second half, just to swap the shape around, put a little bit more pressure on Yeovil, and that paid off as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, the change for Adam was obviously forced upon us as well because of the injury. And that's six players now that we've lost in the last 2 weeks, which is... doesn't help. You know, it doesn't help, you know, and there's six big players for us. So we've had to find a way of managing that situation. But I always say, you know, those that are with me on my press on a Thursday, I always speak about one door closing, another opening for somebody else. And somebody's lost tonight, somebody's gained, and it'll be the case on Saturday. But as a group, as a squad, as a United Football Club, you know, we stand together, and I'm very proud.
And say about numbers you have of players that are out of the frame. If you've got a threat over McGurk as well today, you're already putting Matty Foy on the bench. In some ways, it's bad to have games coming quick, thick and fast, but in others, the form you're in now, you'd welcome another game on Saturday.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to Accrington coming on Saturday. It'd be great to have the full quota of players available, but I'm probably telling a similar story to perhaps what other managers are telling at our level. You know, we've got a group of players that are all striving to achieve. So when four, five or six possibly might be out for the weekend, we grab hold of it and we take the game to the opposition with the players that we've got, because I absolutely back them to the hilt.
And coming into the into Saturday's game, they'll be on the back of a win and a clean sheet.
Important for the clean sheet. You know, I thought there was a situation just before half-time when the balls got wrapped across the six-yard box, and Wills, you know, connected really well and kept it close to his chest. And that was a huge time for us, because I think that gave us all the confidence knowing that we could keep the clean sheet. So as much as I'm delighted with the win, I'm, you know, really pleased with the manner of which we've kept the majority of all the opposition's press away from our goal. They had certain times in the last 10 minutes where they was launching big balls into the big centre-forward, but it didn't really cause us a lot of problems tonight. We have to look forward now, and looking forward brings on Accrington and Stanley on Saturday.
and looking forward in a much happier place in the table as well.
Well, I might just have a little look at the league tonight.